Good morning, church family. Turn to Psalm 110. We are embarking on our next journey this morning, looking at the Psalms and making sure that we're recording all good there. This is the Psalms, remember, is Jesus' prayer book. It's his song book. It's the hymn book of the early church. And today we turn to a psalm that really frames the Passion Week, and I was tempted to use a couple of weeks ago when we had Palm Sunday. Remember that first triumphal entry of our Lord, the first Palm Sunday. The atmosphere was tense. Jesus had just entered Jerusalem on the foal of a donkey. It was a bold messianic move on the part of our Lord in fulfillment of Zechariah's prophecy, and it wasn't missed by the crowds. They greeted him with outspread garments and palm branches. They cried out with their loud hosannas. And Matthew tells us that Jesus' triumphal entry stirred the whole city and made everyone ask, "Who is this man?" And then Jesus boldly cleanses the temple, further angers the clergy of Jerusalem. They challenged our Lord and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" It sparks off a heated, lengthy debate between Christ and the religious leaders right in the temple courts. They interrogate Jesus. They try to trip him up. Every time he comes out on top, they couldn't stump him. And then comes Jesus' turn to question his enemies. And we read in Mark 12, "How is it that the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David?" Jesus asked. "David himself said in the Holy Spirit," and he turns to Psalm 110. "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies beneath your feet." David calls him Lord. So in what sense is he his son? Did you hear that, beloved? Where does Jesus go to prove his identity? He goes to the Psalms, and specifically to Psalm 110. And the critics were silent. His opponents went dead quiet while the huge crowds drank it all in. Jesus proves that if David's son was also David's Lord, then he could not only be human, he must also be divine. The Christ must be God-man. Later in that same Passion Week, when Jesus was on trial before the Sanhedrin, the high priest demanded that Jesus answer if he was the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One. And Jesus answered, "I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power." Language borrowed again from Psalm 110 to prove his identity as Messiah. Not that this should surprise us at all to see Christ in the book of Psalms, right? Remember on the Emmaus Road after he rose, and on that first Easter Sunday, Luke 24, and Jesus showed them, "All the things written about me in the Psalms must be fulfilled." So when reading the Psalms, we should always be on the lookout, hunting, searching for our Lord Jesus. Do you realize, brothers and sisters, how much you could learn about Christ if all you had was the Psalms? Listen to this. If you had no other book in your Bible but the Psalter, you could learn about Jesus' deity, Psalm 45 and 110. Jesus' eternal sonship, Psalm 2. Jesus' incarnation, Psalm 8 and Psalm 40. Jesus as prophet, Psalm 22 and Psalm 40. Jesus as priest, as we'll see in Psalm 110. Jesus as king, Psalm 2 and 22 and 45 and 72 and 110. You could learn about Jesus' betrayal, Psalm 41. Jesus' agony in Gethsemane, Psalm 22. Jesus' trial, Psalm 35. Jesus' rejection, Psalm 22 and Psalm 118. You could learn about Jesus' crucifixion, Psalm 22 and Psalm 69. You could learn about his burial and resurrection, Psalm 16. Jesus' ascension, what psalm? Pause. Quiz one another. Psalm 68. Jesus' second coming, where would you go? If you only had the Psalms. Psalm 50, Psalm 72, Psalm 98, and so forth. Beloved, you could write an entire biography about Jesus just from the Psalms. If Isaac Watts had not believed that the Psalms were radically Christ-centered, then Christians for the last 300 years would have been robbed. It would not be able to sing "Joy to the World" and "Jesus Shall Reign," two of the most famous hymns in the Christian church in the English-speaking world. You see, Watts knew what Jesus and the apostles knew, what we know, that Psalms was written by Christ through his Spirit and often about Christ. Inspiring the human writers, Christ was the author of Psalms as well as the theme and the subject of many of the Psalms. In Jesus' final words from Calvary's cruel cross, it's the Psalms that he that are on his lips. In his darkest hour, down to his very last word, what flows from his bleeding heart? The Psalms. During his earthly ministry, Jesus quotes from Psalms more than any other Old Testament book. Throughout the New Testament, Psalms is referred to more than any other Old Testament book. It is estimated there are some 350 references or allusions to Psalms in the New Testament. Praise God for this book of Psalms. Make that your table talk question today in your households. What does Psalms mean to me? How have I come to treasure Psalms more, even over these last 5 weeks of lockdown? And how could I discover more of Jesus and the story of Christ just in the book of Psalms?